The University of Kentucky boasts two of the finest poets in the nation on our faculty, Nikki Finney and Frank X. Walker. During National Poetry Month, we're hearing from their students. In our studio today is Greg Collins, a student of Nikki Finney. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome, Greg.
Thanks for having me here.
Well, good of you to come along today. What is it, would you say, that sets Nikki Finney apart from other teachers that you've had here at UK?
You know, that's not really a hard question to answer because I've thought a lot about it. I've probably shown her 20 different works of mine over the past two semesters that I've had her, and only twice have I ever heard her say, "This is strong work." And, you know, at first you might think that would be discouraging, but honestly, I've not been discouraged once. The brutal honesty is so refreshing, and when you're working on your creative work, it's so hard to decide whether or not you're doing well because it's so subjective. So when you have such a professional like Nikki who can tell you, no, you're not quite there yet, it really motivates you more to say, okay, but if she's going to put in all this time with me, then she must think there's light at the end of the tunnel. So,
And it's important to encourage students, but you're right. I mean, not everything is strong work.
Right.
Right. You need that honesty component.
Absolutely.
Well, I understand that you want to be a screenwriter someday. So
that's
I'm
right.
Curious, has taking a poetry class helped you with that? Do you incorporate elements of that into your work as a, I presume you're already drafting screenplays and
right.
and trying to move in that direction. So has poetry made a difference?
Yeah, and not quite in the way that I thought it would. When I first took the 407 poetry workshop with Nikki, I was expecting to be able to write poetry that I would directly put into my scripts. And that might still happen. That might still be the case. But I've taken so much more away from it, from Nikki particularly, in creative writing in general, not just how to write poetry. But the things we're learning are universal to all creative writing and really all art, in my opinion. Learning to find the balance of right and wrong, good and evil, and make that beautiful is something that applies to stories, not just in the form of poetry, but in screenwriting and all others.
Well, I would think in particular with that there's a relationship between screenwriting and poetry because both are very concentrated forms. You have really a limited number of words you can use on the screen. The screen is about creating powerful images, and the
right.
words have to reinforce that, which is really very much, I mean, when I say that, it sounds like I'm talking about poetry.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Now, are there any particular themes that you like to focus on in your writing?
Mm.
I know you mentioned that you're a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
any sports metaphors or things that really you like to bring into your work?
You know, when I love UK basketball. I love the Boston Red Sox. There's these, you know, teams and sports that I'm so passionate about. I feel like if I would start, you know, to wax poetic about these teams, it would just be so cheesy. And I really haven't, like, gotten into that too much. And I think I might try and stay away from that for a while.
But are there other themes that you may focus on? Nature, you talked about good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are there things that really inspire you as a writer?
I just like to look for, and this is something that Nikki taught us too, about finding the poem. That's one of the biggest things I've learned is it's always just an image. It's something that you see, something that you read, and the irony strikes you or just how telling one image is will make you realize that that's a poem. And once you found the poem, you just have to make it into one. So themes, I'm just looking for one gritty, unique image, maybe something that I could see on a screen, but I guess it's not really too specific, just whatever's out there to be made into a poem.
Well, give us an example.
Okay. Well, this is one of the first works I did that we've workshopped a lot, Nikki and I, and maybe not has quite turned into as much as she would want, but it's called Image of Desire. What I will do to those people as they sit in the theater is earn each eyeball and hold it till it's pained by its own twitching. The moisture dries up. Those eyeballs will blink and follow when I move. I will saunter through the aisles and up and down the rows. They'll stand or pull in their knees to let me pass. They will notice my container and that it's black and heavy. Only after I begin to pour the kerosene sloshing inside of it all over the floor. It will splash wildly on their best shoes and pants and on the bare legs of the women who wore skirts. We'll interact only when the smoke of my taunting cigar seduces its way inside of them to cough its way out. If I smile, it's to savor. If they smile, it's 'cause shock and terrible and befuddled are irresistible. Safe for a moment, they beg my meaning, but then I depart. It can't be given, only earned like each eyeball.
So there is a connection between screenwriting and poetry. There you are trying to imagine what your audience, how they're going to react to you as a filmmaker.
That's right. And that was, like I said, one of the first things that we worked on. And Nikki, you know, said you got to, at the beginning, at least, you got to write from what you know and you know, talk about who you are. So that's where I went with that.
Do you have a second poem?
Yes, I do. This is one of the few works that Nikki has told me was strong work. This is called The Bra Stand. Honestly, the honesty is why the game love us. Drake. He stands connected to his stage, the boys and girls paid to fantasize, to masturbate, to power. He sings pussy, 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 and the boys proclaim what they project. The girls shut eyes to sing softly in lawless darkness. Impervious to reason, he convinces the boys, pussy's only pussy, and to the girls he swears, I ain't had sex in a long time. His promises enter the microphone and move through a slithering cord coiled around a stand draped in defiled bras. The boys and girls witness that whole lie and climax.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest has been Greg Collins, an English major at UK. Podcasts of UK Perspectives, including complete interviews, are available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.